The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 28, 1977, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Parahu Vata, Brahmadaya Suragana, Munayuta Siddhya. Sattvaikatanagatayu vachasam pravahai Naradhitam purudhanai Raghunati pipru Kim tushramarahati sami parirugrajate. So, ugrajate means demonic family, passionate, ugra. There are three qualities within this material world. Therefore, it is said, gunavai, daivihi esa gunavai. Gunavai means three gunas. Three modes of materials. Sattva-gun, Raja-gun, and Tama-gun. So, our mind is jumping. Everyone knows the nature of the mind. Sometimes accepting one thing, again rejecting it. Sankalpa vikalpa. This is the quality of the mind, or nature of the mind. Sometimes the mind is jumping over satogun, sometimes on the rajogun, sometimes on the tamogun. In this way, we are getting different types of mentality. In this way, at the time of death, the mentality which is just at the moment of leaving this body will carry me to a different body of satogun, rajogun, tamogun. This is the way of transmigration of the soul. Therefore, we have to train up the mind until we get the another body. That is the art of living. So if you train up your mind simply to think of Krishna, then you are safe. Otherwise, there is chance of accident. So, Prahlad Maharaj, although he does not belong to this platform of mental speculation, he is nitya-siddha. Savai mana krishna padaravinda. Practice this. Very simple thing. Krishna is here, we see the deity daily, and see the lotus feet of Krishna. Fix up your mind in that way, then you are safe. Very simple thing. Ambarish Maharaj, he was also a great devotee. He was king, very responsible person, politics, but he practiced in such a way that he fixed up his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. So, Mahadevana Gata Sapanta, We can learn Krishna consciousness perfectly well if we follow Sri Mahajan. Mahajan is a great personality who are devotees of the Lord. Therefore, Mahajan. Janam is person. Just like in ordinary way in India, a person is called Mahajan who is very rich. So this Mahajan means one who is rich in devotion and service. He is called Mahajan. Mahajana Jena Vadasya Pantha. So we have got Amrish Maharaj, we have got Prajat Maharaj, there are many, many kings, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, they are others here. So Krishna consciousness actually, it is meant for very great personalities. Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratyamana Amambayam Vivasyan Manavi Prabhu Manu Sathavindra Evam Paramprakatam Imam Raja Rishayo Vidhu. Actually, Sastra is not for the lower class, for highly learned Brahmanas and highly elevated Kshatriyas. And the Vaishyas and the Shudras, they are not expected to become very learned in Shastra, but being directed by proper Brahmana and Kshatriya, they are also perfect. The first perfect class, Munayo, as it is said, Sattaita Kana Gatayu Munayo. Great sages, generally, great sages mean Brahmanas, Vaishnavas. They are situated on the Hatogo. By devotion and service, rather some of whom cannot touch Nastra Prayeshu Abhadrishu Nityanam Bhagavata Sri Yoya. See, Bhadra and Abhadra, good and bad. So, the Rajagun and Tamagun is bad, and Sattvagun is good. If we are situated, as it is said, Sattvaidatanagatayo, if we are always situated on the Sattvagun, then everything is clear. Sattvagun means prakash. Everything is clear, full knowledge. And Rajagun is not clear. The example is given just like wood. There is fire. But the first symptom of fire, wood, you will find smoke. When you set fire in the wood, but from a smoke. So, smoke, first of all wood, then smoke, then fire. And from fire, when you engage the fire, for fire sacrifice, then you get it. Everything coming from the same source, from earth, the wood is coming, from wood, the smoke is coming, from smoke, the fire is coming, and fire when engaged in fire sacrifice, shaha, then it is proper use of fire. Yeah. If one stays in the wood platform, that is completely forgiven. When one stays in the smoke platform, there is little life. When one is staying in fire platform, there is full life, and when the life is engaged in Krishna self, there is good. We are perfect there. So Prahlad Maharaj is Vaishnava. Vaishnava qualification is Srinadupi Sunitena Tarurupi Sajusmana Amadina Madhadena Isanginasa. Vaishnava is always humble. Meekana. That is Vaishnava. Vaishnava is powerful, but it still he is very meek and humble. Where is the sign? Prahlad Maharaj is so qualified that immediately Lord Rishambhadev put his hand on his head. My dear child, he has cut off someone. Now be crucified. This is Prahlad Maharaj's position. Immediately. Accepted by the Lord. But he is thinking, I am so low born in the family of expatriate family, Ugrajat. He is not proud that now Nishinagar has touched my head. Who is like me? I am the greatest personality. This is not Vaishnava. Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he presented himself neech jati, neech karma, neech sangha. And born a very low grade family, and my duties are also very low grade. And my association of the very low. Sanatana Goswami was born in a very respectable Brahmana family. But because he accepted the sadhi of Mahometan king, actually he lost his whole Brahminical culture. He did not lose, but superficially it appeared. Because you are mixing with the Mahometan, eating with them, sitting with them, talking with them. But he gave up. Tatta tu namase samandala padhidane salatut. He understood what I am doing. I am committing suicide. Janiya suniya duso khainu. Rakunda Thakur says, I am taking poison. Knowing, unknowingly one may take poison. But if knowingly one takes poison, that is very dangerous. So Rakunda Thakur says, Hari Hari vi phale janama bhai. Manushya janama paiya, Radha Krishna Rama Jaya, Janiya Sumiya Dusha Khaya. So, we are trying to preach this Krishna consciousness at this moment, all over the world. But still, the people do not care to this Krishna consciousness at this moment. Then he is thinking poison, going. He is drinking poison. That's a fact. It is not that we are imagining something, theorizing. that cardinal brainwash. Yes, it is brainwash. It is all the dirty things, stools, are there in the brain, and you are trying to wash them. That is all. So, Nadam Sapada Krishna, Kundas Savana Pitama, Ridantasya Amadrani, Vidunati Sri Sadam. The Vidunati, this word is there. Vidunati means washing. As you are hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, the process is vidunati washing. Actually it is brainwashing. But for good, washing is not bad. It is just that they do not know. They are thinking, so you are making me purified, or you are very dangerous. This is that. Mukhaya mudesha hi pratupaya matanda. To a rascal, if you give good advice, he becomes angry. Mukhaya mudesha hi pratupaya matanda. Have you seen? Parapanam bhujanganam kevalam bhujavadvanam. It's next quality. Man, is very dangerous. Janakamani has said, sarpakrura palakrura sarpata kuratara phara manto sadivasa sarpa alakena divasa. There are two envious living in the being. One is a snake, black snake. And one is a human being with the quality of black. We cannot see any good things. Sarpakrura. The snake is envious without any fault. He bites. The snake is there on the street. And if you happen to pass by him, he becomes so angry into this body. So this is the snake's nature. Similarly, there are persons like the snake. Without any fault, they will appear. There are the snake. But Ganapagwami says that this black snake is less harmful than the man snake. Why? That this black snake, by chanting some mantra or by some herb, he can bring him under your control. But this man snake, you cannot. It is not possible. So, there will be this Hiranyakashipu. Is also described by Kuldar Maharaj as a snake. When Nrisimhadev is so angry, so he said later on that Modeta Sadhurati Vishtita Sarpahatya. My God, you were very much angry on my father. Now he's finished. So there is no more reason for your remaining angry. Be pacified. Nobody is unhappy for killing my father. Be sure. So there is no problem angry. Demigods, Rad Brahmana, they are all your servants. I am also your servant. So now, the envious snake is killed, everyone is happy. So he gave this example that Modi to sadhu rupi vishthikasatko hetya. Sadhu, a saintly person, never like killing of any living being. They are not happy even a small ant is killed. They are not happy. Why? And but to speak of others. Even a small ant. For a dukkha-dukkhi, it may be an ant, insignificant. But at the time of death, he has suffered. A Vaishnava is unhappy. Why? This is Paradukha-dukkhi. But such Vaishnava is happy when a snake and a scorpion is king. Modesa sadhurati vishtipasatvahatya. So, everyone is happy when the snake or the scorpion is killed, because they are very, very dangerous. Without any fault, they bite and create havoc. So, there are these snake-like persons, they are envious about our movement, and they are opposing. That is the nature. Prahlad Maharaj also was opposed by his father for the speech of others. These things will happen, but we should not be disappointed, as Prahlad Maharaj never became disappointed, although he was teased in so many ways. He was also attacked with poison. He was thrown amongst the serpents, and he was thrown from the hills. He was put under the feet of elephants. In so many ways. That quotation of Mahaprabhu has instructed us that do not be disappointed. Kindly, forbear. In all of these meetings, Tarur Vishayushma. Be tolerant more than the tree. Be concerning meek and humble more than the grass. These things will happen. In one life, if we execute our disappointment, attitude, if there is suffering with this little, don't mind, go on with this consciousness. Don't be disappointed or hopeless. If there is some trouble, that is encouraged by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Ārama pāyina nitya tāgati dikkhaskavā. My dear Arjuna, even if you feel some pain, this bodily pain, it comes and goes. Nothing is permanent. You don't care for this thing. Go on with it. This is the instruction of Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj is the practical example. Our duty is to follow the footprints of such persons, like Prahlad Maharaj. The Prahlad Maharaj, that's an exalted personality. The authority is, he is so humble. He said, Kinto tumarhati sameer hari dhukta jate. I am born in a very devotional family. Suddenly, I have inherited the quality of my father and my family, demonic family. And persons like Lord Brahma and others, demigods, they could not satisfy the Lord. And what I shall do? But now, things like that. But now, Prahlad Maharaj, although he transcendental, it was his God. his thinking identifies himself with his self. Just like Hridayatthakura was not entering in the Jagannath temple. The same thing, 500 years ago, they did not allow anyone except Hindus in the Jagannath temple. The same thing is still going on. But Hridayatthakura never by force entered. He thought himself, yes, a low-grade person, born in low-grade family, went with the pujaris and others who are established and gave to Jagannath. No, Sanatana Goswami, he did not go near the temple gate. He caught himself by touching me, the pujaris will be impure, better I cannot go. But Jagannath himself was coming to see him daily. This is the position of devotees. Devotee is very humble. But to prove the devotee's quality, the Lord takes care. Bodhya Pradhyani Dhani Bhaktasvara. So it will always depend on Krishna's assurance. In any circumstances, any dangerous position, Krishna, avasya rakhi ve Krishna viśvāsaḥ. This is surrender. Surrender means, what I say means, full faith in Krishna. That in execution of my devotion and service, there may be so many dangers, but because I have taken the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, and this faith for Krishna. Samāsitādi padaparlavam bravam mahatpadam punna dasumudāli Bhavan buddhi vatsa padama 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 javipudana padama padama javipudana nadesa. Vipudana means dangerous position. Padama padama, every step in this message of one. Nadesa, not for the devotee. Padama padama javipudana. This is the one Bhagavatam. Even from literary point of view, so it does. So Prahlad Maharaj, just like Kaviraj Goswami, he is writing Chaitanya Charitamrita and presenting himself. He said, Puri sel ki thaitre muni se lohisha, jagai madhai thaitre muni se pakisha. More now, Jai Rai Tarpun Nakha. Like the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he presents himself, the lighter than the one which is true. Purise ki saite murise lavi. And in Chaitanya Lila, Jagai Madhai, two brothers are supposed to be, must think for it. But he was also, they were not the deliverer. Kaviraj Goswami said, I am more sinful than the Jagai Madhai. Jagai Madhai Vaishya Munchya. More naam jai loya sara punna kha. I am so low-grade that if somebody takes my name, whatever little fire, action is there, he is lost. It is very difficult. And Sanatana Goswami is presenting himself, neat jati, neat karma, neat sam. They are not artificial, the Vaishnava of actually thinks that. Very good. He is never proud of, and just opposite number of time that we have no experience, the one in me. And so we can so we understand. That is the difference. We have to learn the technology from the Kingdom, follow the business of Islam, and follow the footprint of Allah Maharaj, and then purely we shall be accepted by making knowledge to Islam without any failure. Thank you very much.